Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we will be looking at Revelation 14, verses 9 through 12, worship in torment. Let's read those verses, verses 9 through 12, chapter 14. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. They have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Verse 12 exhorts us to be patient because God is the one who balances the scales of earth's injustices. We see evil going on all around us. God is aware of that, but not us. He's the one who balances things out. Verse 9 introduces a third angel. The first is preaching the gospel of judgment. The second announces the world system's fall. And this one proclaims the doom of all beast worshippers shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God. Here is the first place in this book where we see a picture of hell. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Regret the one they rejected. And they will be tormented forever. It's the smoke of their torment. No rest, night or day or night forever. Isaiah chapter 34 in verses 8 through 10. "For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, the year of recompense for the cause of Zion. Its stream shall be turned into pitch, and its dust into brimstone. The land shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched night or day. Its smoke shall ascend forever. From generation to generation it shall lie waste. No one shall pass through it forever and ever." Scripture is clear here. Shall be tormented with fire. Real fire. Who? Well, it's also clear. All who receive the mark and worship the beast. And they will look and they will see angels and the Lamb of God. There are many uninformed theories regarding hell. Burned up, soul consumed, just a bunch of them. These are false theologies. Jehovah's Witnesses believe that the soul will be consumed, that there will be just nothing left, no consciousness. Oh, look at Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. "The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are." Listen. "And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." The devil was cast in where the Antichrist and the false prophet are. But you know, notice their arrivals, the arrival of the devil after the Antichrist and the false prophet, it's separated by 1,000 years. Through the entire millennium, the Antichrist and the false prophet will already be in the lake of fire. Satan, of course, will be chained and kept in the pit, in the bottomless pit. And then he'll come out for a short time, and then he will go into the lake of fire. Look at Luke chapter 16. We've looked at this before. Verse 19. It says, there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus, evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. And then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. Listen, many Christians soft-pedal the reality of hell as outdated or the wrong motive for Christ. Listen, if we neglect the bad news, the punishment of hell, if we neglect the bad news, most people will not hear the good news, because that's an incomplete gospel. If we're saved, we're saved from something. Our sin is punished and we're saved from that punishment. A person may not believe in hell, but the Bible declares clearly that it exists. Do you believe in the Bible's description of heaven? Then you better believe in its description of hell. The bottom line, anyone who does not believe in hell this side of the grave will on the other side. Hell is the destiny of all who reject Jesus Christ and God's gift of salvation by faith. Romans chapter 1 verse 20, the apostle says, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, speaking of God, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. This is the general revelation of a creator. The special revelation of a savior is seen in John 3:16. So we have general revelation that we can see God's hand, his fingerprints, in everything that he made. This creation just shouts that there is a designer, a creator. But there's also special revelation of a Savior. We can see it, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. See, he made this world, and he loves this world and those in it, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Creation reveals that there is a creator, but only through the Bible do we know of his love. The same book exposes his certain future judgment of sin for those who reject that gift of love. You have a great day.